If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hey guys, welcome to this Quick Take episode. We're so excited to have you here with us. In the past, these Quick Take episodes actually were only available to those who financially supported the show through Apple subscriptions and Patreon.
But due to popular demand, we have decided to shake up the perks for our supporters and will be releasing these Quick Takes on Saturdays to everyone, giving you all some extra free content that was previously unavailable to the public.
And these Quick Takes are a little more laid back, and they're hosted by just one of us. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this Quick Take episode.
Shazam!
Boom!
Get to the choppa.
Oh, wow, that was terrible. Hey, guys, it's Paul. I'm here with another Quick Take. I'm here to talk about Broforce. Broforce is one of the funniest games I've played in the last few years. Absolute blast. I love playing couch co-op games. Broforce lets you play with up to four people, but you can also play solo. What a great game. Let's talk about it a little bit here these next few minutes. I lobbied pretty hard back in March 2020 to get Josh and Todd to play Broforce and for us to do that as a deep dive. For whatever reason, it just never happened. I played a little bit of Broforce with Todd, and I don't even know if Josh ever ended up playing it at all, but it ended up falling by the wayside, and I finally get a chance to talk about it here. So Broforce is like a run-and-gun type game. It has 16-bit graphics, and it has like a heavy dose of Contra, except instead of being incredibly difficult, this plays a little bit more like arcade-style action. It's not quite as difficult as Contra, although you do die with one hit. But it has a very heavy dose of comedy along with it. So to give you an idea of what this game is like, as soon as you open up Broforce, you hear a screeching eagle, and you are met with a giant metallic eagle head connected to a human body that's got giant veiny biceps, and you get like a American flag and a giant like shield with a star, kind of looks like Captain America's shield. And so that's like right off the bat, you get hit with this. And so the game is like a little bit of satire, you know, worked in here, but the whole game is about you being an American force out here to stop terrorism around the world. You are going to liberate all of these areas. And it's very over-the-top action. I think probably the closest thing you could compare it to is like The Expendables in movie form. And so basically what you are doing is, you know, you kind of fly a helicopter around the world. It tells you where the levels are. You choose what level to play, and then you just pop in. And you go through a fully destructive environment. So if you want to, you know, tunnel your way underneath characters, everything in this game can be blown up. Every single thing. And so it lets you do that. You can destroy the map so much that you cannot go forward, and so you just have to die and restart it. So everything's fully destructible, which leads to some very funny moments, and you can get very creative in how you use the environment. And the whole time you're playing, you get this like glam rock soundtrack. So you get these like heavy drums. It's almost like a heavy metal light with the guitars. It's absolutely hysterical. And probably the coolest thing about Broforce is that you play as different characters that are all parodies of action stars. So if you are a big fan of action movies, it's more than likely that there is a bro that you get to play as in this game that's going to parody one of your favorite characters. So they all include the word bro in their name, which is hilarious. So in the game, you start off as playing Rambro, which I think you can guess who that's modeled off of. You also get to play characters like Bromando, Brohard, Bro in Black, Brobocop, Indiana Brones, and maybe my favorite, which is McBrover, which is a parody of MacGyver. Every single one of these bros plays completely different. They have their own unique weapons that are based on the movies that they're from, and everyone also has a secondary attack. So if you play as, like, you know, Rambro, you have a machine gun, you can chuck out grenades with your second ability, but then other characters are totally different. So, like, Indiana Brones, you obviously have your whip, but then also he does have a gun, but he only has a couple of bullets. And so, So I mentioned McBrover is one of my favorite. McBrover basically just chucks out little handmade explosives, but the best part about it is that they are like sticky bombs. And so if you hit an enemy, so he kind of like chucks them out with an arc. And if they hit an enemy, the enemy starts screaming and running around, and then they blow up. And so, you know, this is where this game really just builds in the humor. Between the music, the way over the top violence and action with the destructible environment, you've got enemies screaming before they explode. The checkpoints in the game are American flags. And the whole point is to get to the end of the level where there is a chopper for extraction. And as soon as you jump up and grab the helicopter, everything below you explodes, and you get a giant banner that says area liberated, and then it shows how many enemies you killed in that area, along with the time that it took to beat the level. So, you know, it's so much fun to just run around and blow things up, and you can play it co-op. Now, co-op is a little bit of a mixed bag. I find that if you play with one other person, it can be better than it playing solo. But if you do try to play with four people at once, you're all blowing up the map so fast. And if one person's going too fast, other people get left behind. It can feel too chaotic. So I don't necessarily recommend it for a full four, but it's certainly a blast with one or two people. And as you go through the game, you just keep unlocking new bros. So you find these cages that have someone that's locked up. And as soon as you open the cage, then you unlock another bro and it lets you play as them. It gets progressively more and more ridiculous where you're getting parodies on, you know, other movies. They even work in, I don't even know her character's name, but Rose McGowan from Planet Terror or whatever it was called, where she's got the leg replacement with a machine gun. And so you can even aim that straight down, and she'll rain down bullets from up top, but it also boosts you into the air. So you can even use it as like a jetpack. So this is like the kind of stuff that you get to play as in Broforce. There's this crazy storyline that involves the president and Satan. It even lets you, at the end of the game, if you want to, you can kind of choose to go crazy and kill the president. There's multiple endings. You can even be elected as emperor of the whole world because you have eradicated the whole world of terror. So, you know, it's a fantastic game. And even for longevity, they give you a level editor. You can download levels created by the community. So even if you go through and beat Broforce, I feel like you can immediately start playing it again because it's just fun to live in this world, be an unstoppable force, blowing everything up. Oh, and even a lot of the characters have melee weapons, so you can play as Blade or Machete. Of course, their names are a little bit different, like Brochetti. But between the different weapon options and the way that these environments work, they're often filled with explosives as well. And you can use that to your advantage, where you can shoot these red barrels and they'll explode and kill all the enemies around them. It's just a ton of fun. You'll find yourself cackling and laughing as you go through Broforce. It really is a fantastic game. I'm not too sure on the price. I think it's $20 at full price, but this one definitely goes on sale a lot. So I'd highly recommend checking out Broforce, especially if you can go in on it halvesies with a friend and just play two-player co-op. Really, really fun experience. So that's it that we have here for today. Hope you guys have some great games that you're running through, and we will see you next time.